Well, thank you so much for coming out in this beautiful spring-like weather we're having. And I'm going to be talking about my trip to Argentina. And first, I want to thank you all so much for praying for me and donating to a great cause, because all of you were a part of this mission trip. Every single one of you. So first I want to pray real quick and then we'll get going. So Lord, we just thank you so much for this night. We thank you for your goodness and your peace and your blessings, Lord. Bless the time spent with me talking and Pastor Aaron. We love you so much. In Jesus' name, amen. So first, going on a mission trip is like going on a date with God. And Chuck Todd, who's the founder of World Mission Alliance, who I went with, he always says that. And I'll tell you what, it's so true. From the time you walk into the airport till you go to your destination and all the way back, the hand of God is on you because you've taken that step of faith to go to where he has called you to go. So I always like that, and I always see the hand of God with me every single time I go, and it just blows me away. And I want to start out with a scripture in Acts 1, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. And doing some research, and after I was praying about where God wanted me to go, I felt him to say to go south. So World Mission Alliance was going to Argentina, and it's Ushua, which is the southernmost tip in Argentina, is also referenced to the ends of the earth. So I thought that was pretty cool, and I took that as a confirmation from God right there is where he wanted me to go. Mark 16:15, he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. So the Lord calls us to go to preach from here to there, all over the world, the gospel as Christians. That's what it's needed to do. And I've been called to do that. And again, I thank you all for letting me do that in this church. In Mark 12:31, the second of this, love your neighbor as yourself. There's no commandment greater than these. When we go on these trips, love your neighbor is so huge. And these trips have changed my life because there are so much love needed in other countries. Same here with people in Batavia. We need to love, love, love. And that's what it's all about. So we worked with three different churches. These are the two first pastors we met. To your right, Pastor Leonard, and to your left, Pastor Nick. Great men of God. The money that we brought down there, that you all donated, went to these two guys. And it's so much needed, missions. People say, what are missions for? And not only are we going to reach other people that don't know Christ, but it's really needed to light a fire on these churches. And the two churches, two pastors here, were at a standstill in their life. Pastor Leonard, 7 years. Pastor Nick, 3 years in the ministry. They were at a standstill. God took the mission team and reunited them and just lit a fire under their team. So we were able to go down. We taught them how to evangelize into the streets. We taught them how to talk to people in the parks. That's in the middle. That's Chuck Todd and some people on our team. Argentina, they say it's like London, Paris. That's like a building on the streets there. We went down into the parks. We were talking to people. The one woman with the long hair, she was our interpreter. It's a Mustang. Everybody speaks Spanish down there. And we were able to bring, through the whole mission, 300 people to the Lord. So that was huge. And we were just set up. We set up camp in teams. We're in little groups. And that's what we were doing that day. We were just in this group, they were just bringing kids in. They were painting. And then there were other teams going around and just preaching the gospel. They were just asking people if they knew Christ. That day alone, they brought 15 people that had no idea who Jesus was. So that's how important this is to go into all the world and preach the gospel. Then that night, we went back to their church. We worshiped with them. We praised with them, and it was a great, great night. And then our team was able to speak into their lives, which they needed to hear a touch from God. And it just blows my mind. One of the leaders asked me, how do you guys pick the teams? Well, we don't. God does. And that's how amazing it is. God's hand is all over the team the whole time through. And we were able to speak into the leaders' lives, which they really needed. Because, like I said, they were at a standstill. And there's two interpreters that I got to be friends with. They're really cool. Every day we meet, they feed us good there, and we had a great unity of 11 people on our team. And so every day we meet for lunch. What we do. We talk about what happened in the mornings. Usually have a morning session and a night session. Again, there's Chuck Todd. It was his birthday, so we arranged to have a cake made, in which you'll be seeing him. This was in Rio Garjigas, which we actually got on a plane the next day after flying 15 hours. We got on another plane, flew 3 hours south, and we worked with another church. The pastor is actually way in the back corner, and this church here had 800 people in that church. And the same thing, we had to, our team needed, they needed help to just reignite. They were at a standstill, 800 people in that church. That was our interpreter that really did a great job. And in fact, in that church, I had my cancer testimony. And as you can see, there's a lot of people. That church alone, 200 people gave their hearts to the Lord. We had a couple conferences. We had a real live evangelism with us, and he actually taught people how to go into the streets and preach the gospel. And so we had a couple sessions, and we had fun. We were worshiping. It was just such an intimate time with the people down there. Their hearts were so tender and loving, and I really, really fell in love with the people down there. Again, there's our interpreter. And as you can see, this church is huge. It's like an old gymnasium. And it was Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday we were there. And there's our conference. 100 people showed up for 2 days to come and learn about how to go through the streets, just like we do here, Adopt-A-Block, same thing, just going out, trying to teach them how to reach out more. You know, a lot of people just get a little hung up, but if you read the Bible, it teaches you how to go out and talk to people, love people, bring them to Jesus. A lot of people need to come to Jesus. And then we flew back, and that was our other interpreter. She had a little gathering for the team one night, and we just had a great night of testimonies. All of us just shared testimonies, and we prayed, and we worshiped together. And it was such a great night. And then this is the Pastor Nick. When we came back, we went to his church. This was such a powerful, powerful time. Again, this church was a little smaller, and these guys were really at a standstill. We went to another park, and we broke up into teams, and we really were able to bring, I think, 18 people to the Lord just at that park. And then here, this worship leader, 8 months into just being a worship leader, and I was just blown away the way her heart was on fire for God. And obviously you can't see her. She was running up and down, and the team was able to speak to her, and really she needed to hear a touch from God, and she broke down crying that night. But she said she couldn't believe, like, people from all over the world are coming over, speaking into these churches' lives. They needed that. And I'm telling you, it's so important for missions to do that. Not only, again, I emphasize that, to help these churches, but to also help people that do not know the Lord. And I thought that was pretty cool. Another interpreter that we had. And, of course, there's Chuck Todd. And then in the city of Buenos Aires, 15 million people in the city, lots of homeless. And this is what they do. They lay there. He's sleeping. We ended up walking up to him, just praying for him. He didn't even know we were there. And that's just amazing. And then real quick, one of my heart's desire was to see a glacier. And I had no idea this was going to happen, but they brought us to a glacier. And these pictures here, God will bless you when you take your step out. And I felt like I was totally blessed. Never seen a glacier that's 200 feet high. And it's just amazing how I felt like God blessed the whole team to see the beauty of South America. So if you're ever thinking about going on a mission trip and you want to just step out a little bit, I think sometimes, going out of the country may scare you a little bit. And, it's a little scary, but I think if you were really thinking about going and taking that step, our team, Ryan and I, are going to be going to the LA Dream Center in August. And I just think that if you really thought about going on a mission trip, that would be a great place to start.